Welcome to the Stepmomming Made Easy podcast. I'm your host, Kristen Skiles. Stepmomming is a wild ride, but you don't have to go it alone anymore. I'm here to give you validating insights and powerful shifts to build a stepmom life you love. This is your safe space. Welcome home, my friend.
Hey, stepmom. I am so excited that you are here. Today, we are talking about taking back control. And if you know me, there are few subjects that get me more fired up than the topic of control. When I first became a stepmom, I felt like everyone else in this dynamic had much more control over my life than I did. I felt like my partner, his daughter, his ex, all of these people had more of a say in decisions than I did. And it drove me absolutely wild. Today, I'm happy to report I have firmly taken back control. I'm happier than ever, and I want the same for you. That is why today we are talking about three very specific tips for taking back control as a stepmom. I totally get it. I absolutely remember how it felt, feeling like everyone else had a say and I didn't. Feeling like blended family life was happening to me. I want you to be able to take back the reins and to guide your own life instead of feeling like someone else is doing that for you. It's going to be nearly impossible to have peace and happiness in your stepmom life if you don't feel like you have control. That is why I am so passionate about this. All right, tip number one, stop giving away control unnecessarily. What do I mean by that? Are you asking for permission of things when you don't need to? Are you giving away control, giving away decisions to someone else instead of making those decisions for yourself or making those decisions with your partner? For example, does your partner have an equal right to attend the parent-teacher conference and yet they're getting bullied into not attending by the ex? Or maybe the ex is scheduling it whenever is convenient for them and your partner can attend if they're able. If this is happening, I want you to schedule a separate meeting to meet with the teacher without the ex. There's no reason why a teacher can't have two meetings with two different parents. Do not let the ex bully you or strip you of these rights that you have in your parenting plan. Another example. It's another one related to school. That's just sort of what's on my mind right now. Does your partner have an equal right to purchase back to school clothes for your stepchildren? But maybe the ex has always done it and just handed over a receipt for reimbursement. If this is something that causes you resentment, then I want you to go back to school shopping yourself. That parenting plan is there to protect you. You do not have to get bullied into doing something. Just because that's how it's always been done, or your partner wants to keep the peace, that does not mean that that is how it always has to be. If you are feeling stripped of your control and you are not legally required to ask for permission or collaborate on something, then stop doing it. Take back the control. And if your partner is so hyper-focused on keeping the peace, I need you to go back to the very first episode of this season and send that episode to your partner. It is titled, Why I Think Keep the Peace is Shitty Advice. I still firmly believe it. I think you have to keep peace within your home, within your relationship, within your family as a much higher priority than keeping the peace with the ex. My tip number two, I want you to recognize what is in your control and let go of the rest. You actually have so much more control and influence over things than you probably even realize. For example, you have total control over what you're going to cook for dinner. If you will pick up your stepchildren from school, you have total control over the boundaries that you will set with the ex. You may not have total control, but you still have influence over other things. You have influence over the house rules in your home. You can work with your partner to set those house rules. You can do your best to enforce those rules. Your partner is still going to have to also enforce them, so you don't have total control. You have influence over the boundaries that your partner will set with their ex. You cannot force your partner to set a boundary. You cannot force your partner to enforce a boundary. However, you can discuss the importance of that boundary with them. You can help them frame the boundary. You can help them communicate the boundary. You have influence over it. And maybe you get so frustrated when your stepchildren come back to your house wearing dirty clothes or clothes that don't fit or clothes that don't match or clothes that are ragged and have holes in them. You have influence over what clothes your stepchildren are going to wear in your home. You don't have control over what happens in the other home, but you do have influence over what happens in your home. And I want you to cling to that. That's not nothing. You have control. You have influence. But it is important to recognize that you do not have any control or influence over some things. For example, you don't have control or influence over some of the house rules that are happening at their other home, like screen time or bedtime, their homework routine. You don't have influence, like I said, about those clothes that they're wearing in their other home, or how much child support you have to pay, or how that child support is going to be spent. There are things that are out of your control. I'm not denying that. But whenever you can let those things go and focus on what you do have control and influence over, let go of the attachment of things that you don't have a say in, you don't have an impact on, you are going to save yourself so much unnecessary grief. You've heard me say it over and over again. My absolute favorite quote as a stepmom is by Maya Angelou. If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. That is where this comes in for me. If I don't like something, where do I have control first and foremost? Where do I have influence next? Where do I not have either of those? And how can I choose to change my attitude about it? How can I choose to let it go? How can I choose to reframe my mindset so it's not something that's as important to me? I will always change the heck out of everything that I can change and choose to let go of the rest. Which brings me to tip number three. Tip number three is to set boundaries to protect yourself from others' decisions. Because yes, there are absolutely going to be things that happen that you do not have control on or have influence over. So you set boundaries as a firm way to send the message of what behaviors you are and are not okay with. This is so, so important because when boundaries are set correctly, they do not require compliance by the other party. Boundaries are entirely about you, not about anyone else. Sometimes boundaries get mistaken for rules. Here's the difference. A boundary has the onus on you. With a rule, the onus is on the other person to comply. With the boundary, you are the one who is taking action if it's not respected. So an example would be, a rule is we do our chores in the house, and if we don't get screen time that evening. If my stepdaughter does not do her dishes, then she will not get to play a video game. There is a consequence for her. A boundary instead would be, if you choose to make a change to the schedule with your ex before confirming with me, then I will be unavailable to provide childcare should you need it in the event of that switch. I am telling my partner what behavior is okay. It is not okay for you to make decisions that affect my schedule without confirming with me first. But I can't control you. So if you do, here is what I will do to protect myself. I will not be available for childcare should you need it. If you make that change and you don't consult with me, here's what I'm going to do. Because your decision isn't going to control me. Your decision with your ex, that's not going to affect me and allow me to be resentful. Boundaries are a way of saying what my priority is. My priority is my peace of mind, my relationship with my partner, and the happiness in my home. If I am being ruled by you and your decisions and your ex's decisions, I'm not going to be happy. With a boundary, I am being proactive in protecting myself, no matter how the other person may react to my request. And because your protection isn't dependent on their actions, you have successfully taken back control in a situation that may have otherwise felt totally out of your control. You deserve to feel like you are in the driver's seat instead of feeling like stepfamily life is happening to you, my friend. These three steps are going to get you started in the right direction. You will start taking back control and begin to feel like the reins to your life are in your hands, not anyone else's. And if you want to make an even bigger impact, allow me to introduce you to my best-selling signature program, Control Freak Collective. In this program, we are going to dive deep into these tips and so many more that I have found to be so, so helpful in reclaiming control as a stepmom. We are going to talk about boundaries in depth. What are boundaries? What are they not? I'm going to give you exact scripts to follow to start setting boundaries. I'm going to help you understand really where you have control, where you have influence. We're going to go very deep into this exercise. I'm going to give you very tangible ways to take back control in ways that I have over the years understood that stepmoms really feel like that control is robbed from them. We're talking about the ex. We're talking about your house. We are talking about your relationship with your partner and how they may communicate or interact with the ex. I want you to have control. I want you to feel like you can handle this. I want you to have a stepmom life that you love. The first big hurdle for me in having a stepmom life I could love was to feel like I had control over my life. I was single before I met Kevin, obviously. I had a professional career. I was also tutoring on the side. I was working on my master's degree. I was completely in control of my own life. And I was flipped upside down when I became a stepmom. I felt like I didn't have control over anything anymore. That is why I am so, so, so incredibly passionate about helping other stepmoms find that control that I know they need to be successful, that control that I know they are craving. Control Freak Collective is that program. I am going to link it for you in the show notes so that you can easily access it, sign up. We will be working together personally in this program. I know it's going to change your life. If these three tips have been some sort of light bulb, aha moment for you, I promise you are going to get so much more out of the full program. I'm excited to see you inside. I am so grateful that you tuned into the Stepmomming Made Easy podcast today. I will see you right back here next week for a brand new episode.